This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Welcome to Resource Center. This is Audrey Raj. Now, digitization and prop tech or property technology have been buzzwords in recent years, but thanks to COVID-19 and the ensuing lockdowns across the world, these words have become realities for home seekers, agents, developers, and financial institutions alike. And according to Skybridge International, the influence of digitization and prop tech can be seen in numerous facets of the home ownership journey, from property research and project viewings to financing, credit assessment, and the list goes on, as innovative solutions provide accessibility, convenience, and automation in areas where they have been lacking. So with this fast adoption of a digital way of everything during this pandemic, will there be a place for the human touch in property? And what's the next phase of the industry's evolution? And what's beyond 2020 in the property scene? Well, to talk to us about that, we have online with us right now, Adrian Un, CEO of Skybridge International. Adrian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Audrey. Thank you.
So let's just start with a bit of background about Skybridge International. Maybe you can tell us a bit about your company and what is it that you do?
Well, Skybridge International has been in existence for almost coming to 8 years right now. The primary objective is basically to educate the general public, both foreign and domestic, about property investment, the guidelines, the know-hows, you know, in Malaysia especially. This is to prevent investors from making the wrong move. So we have been teaching and educating the public via public seminars, you know. Now, even some developers engage seminars, both in foreign and domestic markets.
And how has COVID-19 impacted the way you guys do business at Skybridge International? Now, maybe you can walk us through the changes in the first few months of the MCO and how you've managed to iron those wrinkles out most recently.
I think it all began, I think, sometime in early January. I mean, we have been going to China and Hong Kong together with developers to do road shows. Physical roadshows, actual events. The response was overwhelming. And when the COVID was discovered, I think sometime, if I'm not wrong, I think early January or something like that, we still have a lot of inquiries coming down to Malaysia. In fact, I personally were handling a few China customers in Malaysia who were down here to buy properties. Well, they signed the agreement, but somehow I think they a bit panicky. So most of them left before the actual lockdown. You know, after that, we faced a lot of difficulties having transactions or even communicating with some of these customers. Developers right now, based on my interactions with them, they were getting a lot of challenges. They were facing a lot of challenges, mainly because most of these buyers, especially the foreigners, they will want to view the physical unit, especially the show units, before they actually make their commitment. So I would say that pretty much affected everyone is in property industry.
And how were those wrinkles ironed out?
Well, I think back in late 2018, in fact, mid 2018, most of the big boys developers, you know, those big developers in Malaysia, those that has show unit. So what happened was they started to engage all these digital guys, marketing digital guys, to come up with the walkthrough, a virtual walkthrough of their show unit, where they want to use this to tap into the foreign market so that at least they can be seen as facilitating the whole transaction process where foreigners can view the show unit before they make the actual decision. Now, truth to be told, I mean, honestly, I'm not sure. I don't have the actual figures ever since the lockdown, whether the transactions are tremendous or big in numbers, but I can safely say it is still left much to be desired, that the numbers are not looking well, even though they have engaged this type of virtual walkthroughs. Because there's just too many follow-through steps that can only be done in physical presence.
Right. So obviously this has impaired demand for properties. You know, this whole experience, in inverted commas, of looking for a home during the pandemic, being online and not being able to have that full experience in person, it is affecting the market.
Definitely, definitely.
Mm. And what about, you know, going digital, right? It's not really working out, but what are the main disadvantages to this? What are the pitfalls or the shortcomings?
Well, I'm not sure whether I can say this. I'm not sure whether if I'm lucky, but during the lockdown period where borders were closed, I still managed to execute about four clients from China via Zoom. So I suppose I'm one of the lucky ones. But I'm sure a lot of agents have done some closing as well. Now, the thing is that a lot of times, especially I'm just giving an example, for those real estate agents that engages Zoom, you know that Zoom only limits you to down to 15 minutes, right? Most of the time, because it's free. So a lot of people didn't want to subscribe to Zoom's paid packages, so they are limited down to 15 minutes. So a lot of times, even though you actually subscribe to Zoom packages, and you know that it can go beyond 15 minutes, but your client may not realize that or may not even want to pay for that. So there may be occasions where the whole discussions got interrupted, where you have to lock out of the system, lock up from that, and then re-engage again. So it disrupts the whole conversation, the whole explanation process when you have a Zoom interview with your customer. Definitely, that's one of the pitfalls. Secondly, is that, just like any purchaser, you sometimes would like to have a feel and touch or even understand the measurement. Some customers are more particular, more specific. They want to understand the whole measurements. They want to have a feel of the size of the area, the build-up area. While actually the virtual walkthroughs can provide you some sort of like a hint
or an idea.
Yeah, but still it doesn't beat the experience of being there yourself to see and view how wide is your what is the length of your rooms and living room. So it beats the whole purpose. All these digital tools, it can actually facilitate, but at the end of the day, when it comes to actual closing, I would say that generally agents will find it a challenge.
You see, that was just a perfect segue to my next question, because, Plenty is focused on the home seeker's point of view, but how does this whole situation affect the job of an agent?
I think there are still a lot of the old timers. I'm not sure if I'm right. I can say this, but there are a lot of old timers who are still not digital savvy or even computer savvy. For those of them who are maybe, say, 50 years of age and above, they have experience about 20 years of real estate business. But when it comes to digitalization, they may be a little bit skeptical over it, or they may not be used to it. So it takes a lot of, guts and courage to actually explore the computers, where they were so used to bringing customers physically to the site. So this is definitely a challenge. Secondly, is that, like I said, the limitation of the Zoom, which is very popular right now, is only up to 15 minutes. So there is a hassle, and a lot of agents who is starting off in this industry, they may not want to spend the money to equip themselves with all the necessary tools as far as digitalization is concerned. But I'm sure, having said this, I'm also aware that a lot of agents are investing heavily on some of these tools, like, the lightings, a very expensive microphone, and their cameras and whatnot. So I will say, but I can safely say that those that has been doing real estate the old ways, I think they are a little bit hesitant on engaging themselves with digitalization.
Right. Okay, it's time for us to take a break. But when we come back, we discuss some of the Malaysia-specific issues that need to be addressed in the property sector before the processes involved in home buying can be fully digitalized. All this is coming up on Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Backing feminist movements. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You are listening to Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj. Online with me right now, I have Adrian Un, CEO of Skybridge International, and we are discussing prop tech and the pandemic. Now, Adrian, before the break, we were talking about how difficult it has been for some agents, especially the veterans, the old-timers in the industry, to kind of pivot to the digital change in the industry right now, right?
Yes.
But I understand that you believe the role of digitalization and prop tech in the home ownership journey is going to be a complementary one, or it already is a complementary one. What do you see being the strengths of moving forward this way? And why will all these veteran agents need to catch up?
I think all those who have vested interest in property industry should actually pick up knowledge on prop tech. Because eventually, I think this is the way to go. Now, it may not be the deal clincher, but I'm sure that it will facilitate the whole process. Now, for a start, at least when you do, because of these lockdowns, when people are, you know, afraid to travel and borders are closed, the only way is actually to embrace digitalization. At least when you have all the necessary tools, you can engage, or you have this engagement with your clients, whether it's domestic or foreign, to keep them engaged, and you can actually follow through before the actual closing process takes place. Now, if you refuse to embrace this type of technology moving forward, you will find that all your communication links will be maybe hijacked by another agent who uses this technology to keep them engaged. So I would say that PropTech, technology is useful for an agent to actually follow up, touch base, engage, communicate, and hopefully eventually leads to sales.
In a recent article that you wrote, you also said that it has the potential to enhance accessibility, address inefficiencies, and shorten time frames at every point of the process. Can you elaborate more about that?
There are a lot of challenges when it comes to digitalization, especially in property market. You know, it can help to speed up info searching. Basically, what I'm trying to say is this. If a client wishes to know a specific project in certain location, what we can do is actually, sometimes this is what I do. Instead of me having a private Zoom, I will also invite the developer's representative to be on board so that we can have a tripartite discussion where customers can actually ask a question instantly and they receive feedback almost immediately because of the presence of the sales, the developer's representatives. Previously, what happened was there's a lot of discussion going on between the agent with the customers. And when it comes to technical know-hows, the details, in-depth details about the property, and most agents would not be able to answer immediately. So what happened is they have to refer back to the developer via phone call. And that itself is already a showstopper as far as I'm concerned. Now, when it comes to digitalization, you can have a tripartite discussion where they can actually get the answers immediately, just for a start. And especially customers from, I can't speak on for other nationalities, but especially customers from China and Hong Kong, they expect immediate answers. And, agents, depending on their level of the depth of their knowledge, but I would say that most, if not all, will not be able to answer all the questions that the customers will post to them. So I would say that this has actually speed up the closing process. Where all the inquiries has been answered, and we always leave it to the last, which is closing stage. So I think this helps a lot, you know, this helps a lot.
I want to talk about Malaysia-specific issues that need to be addressed before this whole process of home buying can be fully digitalized. Are there specific infrastructural roadblocks or Malaysia-specific issues that need to be addressed?
Well, definitely. There's more than a few. For a start, actually, when it comes to signing the sales and purchase agreement, if you're in a foreign country, if you're a foreigner buying Malaysian properties, do you know that digital signing on agreements are not recognized Ooh. In Malaysia?
Okay, that's a big one.
Yeah, because a lot of people assume that, look, you know, some try to explore this, but it has not been passed yet. It means the law has not been passed. So when it comes to signing, usually the developers will have to send the agreements to the customers in their home base, where they will sign the documents in front of the notary public in their respective country or the Malaysian High Commission. And the problem with this is that when the documents are being couriered over there, they may have questions that they may want to ask, but during the signing process, and there's nobody to answer them. That is an issue that which I've noticed. And of course, the cost of signing these agreements is actually quite hefty. You know, especially when you sign in the Malaysian commissions or, you know, High Commission, or you sign in some legal firms which can act as a notary public. So these are costs and inability to answer questions on the spot during signing. And thirdly, of course, the most important one is not recognized still. If you sign via digital signing, it is not recognized. So this is a stumbling block. This is a stumbling block, that's for sure. Another issue and which I need to highlight is that, you know, I can speak for foreign purchasers, because I've done a lot of cases with them. Now, foreign purchasers, they usually, the moment they are willing to commit to a property, they will ask about loan financing. And as it is right now, the banks in Malaysia do not want to process the loans without the physical interview, you know, one-to-one as part of the KYC, Know Your Customer due diligence process. This is in line with the Anti-Money Laundering Act, which is the AML Act. Yeah. So what they want is the bank insisted that they want to see the customer face-to-face to understand the customer better. And how are we going to do that when the borders are closed? So this is definitely another showstopper that is preventing customers from moving forward. After they make the booking, they may actually pull out if they can't secure the loan. That is no fault of theirs, but it's just that, you know, Malaysian banks are practicing this type of due diligence process. So I would like to see that banks actually be a little bit more lenient, where they can do a Zoom interview with the customer who are based overseas. At least you can take their financial documents, their income documents, and verify it through your own channels. And hopefully they get a loan and they proceed with the signing of the sales and purchase agreement. So the other thing is that I think in Malaysia, I won't mention with district, but most of our land office are not digital. The titles are not digitalized. I would love to see moving forward if you know, a customer who wish to check on the process of the MOT, the Memorandum of Transfer. The process where they can see, they key in their ID, they can see the title, it's reflected there, you know, in their names. You know, that gives them a lot of confidence. But as it is, I don't think most of the land office are digitalized enough yet. So there's a lot of room for improvement, and I think I'm sure they are working on it. So this is information. You see, when it comes to a purchaser's perspective, I want to be transparent. Even though I can't come to your country, I want to be able to know at a click of a button, I can maybe register my name into the Pejabat Tanah for the assessment or the quick rent purpose. I can, of course, right now you can register your name as the owner when it comes to your TNB bill, your Shabazz bill. So, I mean, this is a slight improvement, but the rest of the council are still not improving, sad to say. So, as a purchaser, you want all this to be at a click of a button. If you want to register some utilities, you want to pay some bills, you know, you want to know your maintenance charges, you know, you can actually log in. I am aware that there are a few apps that has been installed by or engaged by condominium's management body where customers are allowed to access their maintenance bills and questions even though they are not physically there. So that is a good start, but I don't think all residential properties are adopting this app though.
Right. And it's already about time to wrap up, Adrian. Now, before we go, I have to ask you the big one. Will the human element in property transactions be slowly phased out, you know, as we move to embrace prop tech and everything becomes so efficient and flawless? There will obviously still have to be some form of human touch in the whole process, right?
Yes, definitely. I would say the human touch is definitely needs to be there. I mean, in property, I don't think technology can take over everything. At the end of the day, it's a people's business. It is a people business. You know, it takes a little bit of the art of selling, the art of persuasion, the art of, you know, answering difficult questions. All of this have to come into the picture. I don't think digital will be adopted or will be embraced 100% when it comes to buying and selling process. And most of the developers know this, but they are just using technology to complement their existing business practices and to keep the customers engaged. That is all. I don't think the human factor will be ignored in the whole property landscape.
Right. Adrian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Audrey. Thank you. Thank you.
If our listeners have any questions or would like to learn more about SkyBridge International, is there a website that they can go to?
They can go to the website. It's www.skybridgeinternational.asia. So they should be able to find some information. But if they would like to email me for questions, they can always get in touch with me through my email, which is Adrian Un, Adrianun at skybridge.asia.
All right. Thank you for that, Adrian. And if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also catch up on all Resource Center podcasts and all BFM podcasts on the BFM app, on iTunes, or on Spotify. Just search for Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Adrian Un from SkyBridge International, thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.